American restaurants tend to serve only the kind of seafood diners are most familiar with. But that is proving to be environmentally unsustainable, and the industry is responding. One fish restaurant in Nashville is steering seafood lovers in new directions. WPLN contributor Amy Eskind has the story.
It'll be out shortly.
When customers came in hankering for stone crabs last winter, waitress Alana Quinn Brodus gave them the lowdown. An overpopulation of octopus in South Florida were eating the crabs, causing a shortage.
They're like bummed that the stone crab claw is not available, but they're also like, oh, you're not serving it because the population is low. And then you can say, oh, but like, you know, eat the octopus and you can get your crab claws back.
At Nashville's Fin and Pearl, wait staff don't just apologize for not having an item on the menu. They offer the full explanation.
It's entertaining, it's educational, and it's just part of like the thing here. You know what I mean? It's part of like the whole mission.
That mission was started by restaurateur Tom Morales, a sport fisherman himself who practices catch and release. He opened Fin and Pearl and joined a handful of Nashville restaurants making a commitment to serve sustainable seafood. But he's taken the idea a step further. The tuna he serves is one example.
Our tuna comes out of Hawaii, which is still a sustainable stock of yellowfin tuna, where the northern Atlantic tuna is depleted. And every fish that you take out is just, you know, sealing its death of yellowfin tuna in the North Atlantic.
Of course, sustainable seafood comes at a premium. Morales educates people about why it's worth the cost in the long run.
I think there's going to be a point of oh heck moment where everybody's going to say we screwed up.
Species depletion isn't the industry's only problem. There are ties to slavery, unsavory fish farming practices, and even passing off a low-cost fish for a pricey one. At least in the United States, the industry is trying to clean up.
We are very good at fishing, maybe too good, and we're able to pull quite a bit of fish out of the water at any one time.
Ryan Bigelow at Monterey Bay Aquarium's Seafood Watch program helps restaurants and consumers figure out which fish to eat and which to avoid. For wild-caught seafood, the program looks not only at which species are overfished, but also which are caught in a way that harms other sea life or the environment. Fish that are caught by dragging nets over fragile coral reefs are out. Farm-raised seafood have their own criteria, including the number of chemicals used and the protocol when fish escape. Bigelow admits that this is really too much for the average diner to parse.
The onus is and should be on the business to provide that information, not for the consumer to have to go fishing for it. Pardon the pun.
There are a few things Bigelow recommends. For the time being, stop ordering eel in Japanese restaurants. Though eel sauce is fine, it doesn't actually have eel in it. And avoid bluefin tuna, which are often caught before they have the chance to reproduce. Until those species repopulate, Bigelow says try something new.
Americans don't like to eat a lot of different kinds of seafood. We're not very adventurous with our seafood taste. And it would be nice if people could step outside the safety bubble of their tuna, shrimp, salmon, crab, whitefish.
Back at Fin and Pearl, the seafood staple Chilean sea bass, for example, does not appear on the menu. It's overfished. Instead, diners are offered lesser-known choices. Chef Kevin Powell is getting his first look at a silvery Alaskan Encanu that has just come in from the Arctic.
Look at the coloration on that thing. Isn't it gorgeous? Some nice blues and, man, that is pretty. I love that.
As he cuts into the fish, he thinks about culinary possibilities.
This is such a white fish, and it's got very small flake to it, so I'll probably end up grilling this. And I'll need to come up with a sauce, something buttery, maybe a beurre blanc.
Some restaurant regulars are going along. Lynn Tinsey returns often for the rotating catch of the day sandwich.
So I always say, is it a white fish? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, great, let's try it. But I can't remember any of the names.
This far from the ocean, many diners are unfamiliar with existing threats. But they are learning to be flexible for the sake of keeping seafood on the table for years to come. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskin.